Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Champs-Élysées, Paris's world-famous boulevard, began to return to its normal activities today after a gunman killed one policeman late Thursday and wounded two others. French President Francois Hollande said he is convinced it was an act of terrorism. Meantime, the Islamic State has claimed responsibility. All of this happening just days before France holds its presidential election. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley took aim at Iran and its proxy militia, Hezbollah, saying the United States would act against what it called a growing menace. U.S. Ambassador's comments came after the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism. At a Thursday news conference, President Trump spoke about Iran and the 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran.
It was a terrible agreement. It shouldn't have been signed. It shouldn't have been negotiated the way it was negotiated. I'm all for agreements, but that was a bad one, as bad as I've ever seen negotiated. They are not living up to the spirit of the agreement, I can tell you that. And we're analyzing it very, very carefully, and we'll have something to say about it in the not-too-distant future.
In February, the Trump administration designated sanctions, 25 of them, against individuals and entities for their support of Iran's ballistic missile program. UN Security Council has strongly condemned the most recent failed ballistic missile test by North Korea, blaming Pyongyang for what they said are increased tensions in the region and beyond. Security Council's stance comes as the Trump administration signals it is running out of patience with North Korea. This is VOA News.